Chapter 4 Japanese Food Culture Unit 10 Monster Fruit C. An American Viewpoint When I first moved to Japan in the early 1990s, everything was new and exciting to me. I remember my first trips to the supermarket, and one thing stood out in my mind more than anything else. The fruit. It wasn't the quality or the variety or even the taste of the fruit. It was its shape that concerned me. Every strawberry was perfect, and each one was the same size. Every apple was perfect, and each looked about twice as large as an apple in America. As a matter of fact, it didn't matter which fruit you looked at. They were all the same, all perfect. In an ideal world, this would have been fine.But doesn't it scare Japanese consumers, at least a little bit, that their fruit is perfect? I call this monster fruit. Growing up in a small town in the American Midwest, I was surrounded by fresh fruit and vegetables during the summer months, and a lack of the same fruits and vegetables in the cold winter months. I often visited farmers' markets and saw the produce available. Never were the fruits uniform in size.Strawberries were a mix of sizes as found in nature. Apples were never exactly the same shape. If they were, people in America would certainly consider it unnatural and wonder what chemicals the farmers were using to produce these monster fruit. Japanese pride themselves on their fruits and vegetables, but don't consumers worry that to get perfect fruit, you must use excessive amounts of fertilizers and pesticides?Don't they worry that these fruits were somehow genetically engineered to be perfect? Don't they wonder that these monster fruit might look good, but might not be as safe as organically grown and less beautiful fruit? I love the fruit in Japan. It is often far more flavorful than in my home country. But I always worry about the safety of such perfect fruit. Fruit was never meant to be perfect.So why is perfect fruit so important to Japanese people?